Governor Doug Ducey is hoping a new plan can end a legal battle over public school capital funding. He revealed what will be a five-year process yesterday to restore what's known as district additional assistance to pre-recession levels. That funding is currently at the root of a lawsuit filed last year by multiple educators, advocates, and school boards who argue the state is not fully funding capital needs formulas. Here to break down the basics of the plan for us is KJZZ's education reporter, Carrie Young. Hey, Carrie.
Hi, Mark.
So before we get to the details, can you give us a little more background on the lawsuit that this plan could impact?
Yeah, so this lawsuit was filed last May by several school districts and multiple education advocacy groups. And they argued that because the state wasn't providing the public school system with enough funding for capital needs, it was leading to too many districts relying on local tax initiatives like bonds and overrides to make just even repairs, not extras, for their buildings. And they added that creates a system of rich and poor districts. And as it happens, legal arguments in this case will be heard very soon. That is scheduled in Maricopa County Superior Court this week.
So how does this plan that the governor unveiled yesterday fit into all of this?
Well, he's hoping this could end litigation in this case. Here's what he said when he introduced the plan to the public yesterday.
I want to amplify that these dollars are permanent. They are flexible. They can be used for both capital and for teachers' salaries. We can end this lawsuit.
Now, if the legislature approves his plan, the prescribed budget increases, they would roll out progressively over 5 years. By 2023, the additions would add up to about a little bit more than $1 billion, which is estimated to be the deficit in the funding formula required by the state constitution. Now, Ducey did concede yesterday that he is relying solely on available resources and will not consider new taxes, rescinding previously approved corporate tax cuts, or even eliminating tax credits to fund that.
So how do the plaintiffs in this case feel? The governor is optimistic this can end the lawsuit, but have we heard any response from the folks who brought the lawsuit in the first place?
Well, the initial response, at least, was optimistic. Capital Media Services checked in specifically with the Arizona School Boards Association, which is one of the plaintiffs in the case. And their spokesman said he was happy to hear about the plan, but added the legal action would continue until they heard from state school boards that the plan did adequately meet their needs. So we're waiting on that. Other organizations, though, weren't as optimistic. Dawn Penich Thacker is a spokesperson with the group Save Our Schools Arizona.
That is not new money. It is simply paying back a portion of what was taken out of the budget a decade ago. So paying someone back is not leadership.
She added, more funding is needed to push beyond the status quo, as she called it, and that funding needs to come from a dedicated source.
All right, that's KJZZ's Carrie Young. Thanks, Carrie.
You're welcome, Mark.